S. Leo Chang and Johnny Simmons, thank you so much for taking your time to speak to me. Both of you are Emmy and Academy Award nominated filmmakers and producers, respectively, and you're currently sort of on tour or sharing with the world a new documentary called Outrun, which is about the LGBT political party in the Philippines. As filmmakers who are based in the United States, how did you become interested, or how did you learn about, and how did you then become interested in doing a documentary about the LGBTQI movement, and I guess specifically the political party in the Philippines?
Well, we were I think we were just curious about the LGBTQI community around the world. You know, both of us are fairly extensive travelers, and we've also done work internationally. And you know, we were, you know, sort of keeping track of the queer community in different parts of the world, especially in developing countries. And we started to, you know, learn about various candidates and politicians who were basically pioneers in specific countries, who were the first openly LGBTQ person to run for political office. The first one that we kind of found out about was Sunil Pant in Nepal, who was actually a member of the parliament and is out and openly gay. And we started to, you know, think, we got really curious about, you know, where else is this happening, and what was the environment, you know, in a society that was conducive to make this happen, and who are these pioneers who were, you know, sort of brave enough to come out and stand on behalf of the queer community to basically claim a voice, a political voice, and want to be, you know, take a seat at the table. So we started doing a bunch of research, and just kind of by chance, we found out about Ang Lalat in the Philippines. And to us, it was fascinating because it wasn't just one single candidate; it was an entire political party. And you know, we had access through one of our colleagues who introduced us to FEMS, and they were really enthusiastic about us making this film. So the rest, as they say, is history.
So, Johnny, can you just explain a little bit more about what the documentary is about and how you approach making it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the documentary follows the campaign for a congressional, or actually several congressional seats, that this LGBT party in the Philippines is running. And we decided that we were going to approach the filming of this as observationally as we could. So while there are some interviews and there's some archival footage to kind of set the historical context for what they're doing, mostly it's Leo and I following this party as they embark on this very ambitious national effort to get out the queer vote in the Philippines.
In which year did you make this film, and how long did you spend in the Philippines?
We were there for, I mean, we were back and forth between the US and the Philippines. We made about five trips, and it was mostly filmed in 2013.
What did you learn about the LGBTQI movement in the Philippine context?
I think that most folks in the West have this perception of, you know, either you are a country that's fairly open and accepting of the queer people, or you're a country that's oppressive and, you know, intolerant of queer people. And in the Philippines, I think we sort of saw a little bit of both. We saw a lot of very openly gender nonconforming people just, you know, walking on the streets, and very much of the everyday part of the everyday life, especially in large cities like Manila. But at the same time, we heard a lot of stories about queer people, you know, especially in the rural area, who are sort of discriminated against and ridiculed and sort of robbed of opportunities to find jobs, to get education. For us, it was one of those situations where it was very complex. And the more we learned about it, the more we realized that we have even more to learn. It really, you know, kind of inform us in our understanding, not only, about the queer community in the Philippines, but you know, also about the queer folks in Southeast Asia, and you know, and also the queer folks back at home in the U.S. as well.
How do you hope that this documentary will contribute to the dialogue about LGBTQI rights and this movement outside the Philippine context?
You know, it's interesting being in Myanmar because it really reinforced how, you know, in every area of the world, there is an effort to expand LGBTQI rights. And some of those efforts have really been successful in securing, you know, amazing, almost equal human rights. And some are really, you know, behind the curve and fighting hard. But there's a whole group of people who are super motivated to make this happen. And I think that part of our impetus in sharing the story and really going deep into the Philippine context is to provide an example for people around the world to really see what does it take to create change, so that they can look at you know, how unusual this is, that they have their own LGBTQI party, and yet it's an extremely Catholic country. There are a lot of obstacles. They have to run on a national level. They have a tremendous amount of work to do to try and convince people. What mistakes do they make? What successes do they have? How can we use that as an example to other efforts that are going on all around the world? How can we learn from each other? And so it's for us, it's really fantastic that it is showing in countries like Australia, countries like Myanmar. It's shown in Europe, and it's shown in Brazil and various other places like that, where, you know, again, we're all along the same continuum. How can we learn from each other and share that knowledge?
Definitely, definitely. Now, just lastly, if people want to learn more about this film, this documentary, which website can they visit?
Yeah, folks can visit our website at outrunmovie.com, where you will be able to watch the trailer and read a little bit more about the different characters in the film and what the film is about. And if anybody have any questions, you can also reach us through the website. And besides playing at the Mardi Gras Film Festival in Sydney in February, we're actually also playing in the Brisbane Queer Film Festival and also the Melbourne Queer Film Festival in March. So we're having a nice Australian Queer Film Festival tour with Outrun, and I hope that folks in all three cities can come out and watch the film.
Johnny and Leo, thank you so much for speaking to me.
Thank you, Jake.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.